Ameren spokesman Brianne Lindemann says copper theft became very common in 2007 as thieves stole materials from Ameren substations and off of plumbing and wiring at homes and businesses to then sell the metal at a scrapyard. She says with the global price of copper beginning to rebound, it's important people take precautions.
We're still concerned, and we take all kinds of steps to protect our property, and we want you guys to protect your property as well.
She recommends making sure homes and businesses have a lived-in look with lighting inside and outside, especially if you're going to be out of town. She also points out this is an extremely dangerous crime for the thief, often meddling with live wires and potentially causing other problems.
There could be extensive power outages, fires, even explosions. It doesn't only hurt the person who, the thief, it takes, you know, it targets everyone around.
Ryan Femuliner, Missouri Net, Jefferson City.